Put the there you go. There's. Yep. Okay, and all right, so I'll play Aretha. There's Aretha Franklin. So she's playing. Okay, so the non-bold face lexicon, whatever thing is a lot. Okay, fade into this one and we'll rock and roll then, Meredith. Thank you so much. Let me know if it doesn't work. I'm sure you will let me know if it doesn't work. That would be Aretha Franklin, that's for sure. That's Aretha Franklin on her birthday. All right, so I think we're going to rock and roll to the Monday afternoon show, finally. Thank you so much. Okay, so once again, Meredith Cooey bailing out the Monday afternoon show, and I think we're live right now. This is happening. We've had a couple technological glitches, but it's all worth it because live from Hoosie right now, this is Kieran here with you with a new in-home studio system, which is going to be so awesome once we figure out these minor glitches. So without further ado, we are going to go to Devin Connolly, who is on standby right now. Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension, once again on the Monday afternoon show. Welcome. How's it going? Hold on 1 second, Devin. I just have to make sure that... Whoopsie daisy. Hold on 1 second, Devin, if you would. So we got Aretha Franklin on her birthday. And now it's all about the respect. So we're going to come back to more Aretha Franklin. So don't go away. It is her birthday. She was born on this date in 1942. So, Devin, there you are. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you.
Awesome. So I am.
Can you hear me?
Devin, I can hear you. I am so sorry about that. It's just, you know, at least we had Aretha Franklin to help calm things down a little bit. But geez,
I wish I could hear her. I'm not getting her through my headphones.
God. Well, we're going to play some more for you after these messages from Cornell Cooperative Extension, because it is her birthday. She was born on this date in 1942. She passed away, unfortunately, in 2018 and is just one of my absolute and complete musical idols, one of the best singers, I think, to cross just the face of music in general and world history, as far as I know. Anyway, Aretha Franklin, happy birthday. Devin Connolly, thanks again for being with us. How's everything at Cornell Cooperative Extension these days?
Everything seems to be going well. We're super excited for spring to be happening. I think that jumps into the first program that's actually getting in, because spring obviously means that gardening is starting to pick up. And to hit that off, in April, we will have our spring gardening series starting. I don't know if you remember, in the past, we've done a spring gardening day, which used to be a day of just gardening classes you can sign up for. This time, it's going to be a series. And the format of that's going to be every Friday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. There will be a class happening in our Hudson or in our Acre office. We'll have a bunch of different classes and topics to choose from seed starting, vegetable gardening, terrariums, cut flower garden, and that's anything else in here? Nope, I think that's it. So yeah, 4 different classes. Sign up for all of them all at once. The first one will be on the 5th. Second will be on the 12th. The next one's the 19th, and next the 26th. There will also be a small get-together community event beforehand. Some of that will be a seed swap, a quick equipment swap, a plant propagation buffet, a book sale and furlough arrangement demo. And yeah, if you want to see the descriptions for any of these classes, please go to our website at ccecolumbiagreen.org/events, and it'll be on our website along with all of our registration information. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at columbiagreen@cornell.edu.
Thank you, Devin. And just so people know, if you don't know already, which you should know, the CCE Cornell Cooperative Extension folks are absolute experts in this realm of agriculture and gardening. These gardening things have been going on for quite some time, so don't take it lightly.
All right. Next, we have on April 5th, so again that Friday, we'll have our trainer logging or logger training. This is a game of logging level 1. If you are a logger, please reach out to and you need your your level 1 logger chainsaw safety and operation updated. You got to reach out to Tracy Testo at tet35@cornell.edu. This will be an all-day workshop from 8 to 5 p.m. And we'll be working with our local loggers on making sure that their certifications are all checked off.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Next, we'll have a New York Forest Owner Association meeting. This will be with our Capital District chapters. This is a spring event. This will be April 6th from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Agroforestry Resource Center. Please join the New York Forest Owners Association in partnership with Cornell Crop Extension. The afternoon filled with great food and presentations, sure to enlighten and entertain. We'll have Dr. Charles Verstraeten, curator of sedimentary rocks at the Empire State Museum, who will speak out about the oldest known fossil forest in the town of Cairo. I think we brought that up before on the afternoon show a couple of times. We also have Tracy Lemonek, who will show a movie about his experience at the New York State Conservation Camp for Boys, which cemented his lifelong dedication to conservation and love of forestry. Time and weather permitting, there will be a short hike in the Siusla Model Forest, which is right across from the street from our office in Acre. If you can, please bring a dish to share and RSVP by March 30th. Members and non-members are welcome.
Cool. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. We have another logger training. This one's about forest ecology and silviculture. If you're interested, you'll have to, again, reach out to Tracy Testo at tet35@cornell.edu. All her information is also on our website. This training will facilitate logger trainings in the Catskill region in partnership with the Watershed Agricultural Council for professionals working towards and maintaining this voluntary certification. This training covers wildlife habitat, timber harvest planning, soil and water quality protection, and other topics. Again, that email to reach out to was tet35@cornell.edu if you are interested. Last registerable event for the month was actually a pretty fun one. This is at the end. April 24th, we'll have Sleuthing for Salamanders at the Suisla Model Forest. That's April 24th at 5:30 to dusk. This has been a super popular program in the past. We always run out of registrations, mostly because you can bring your kids if you just want a fun educational opportunity. Walk around the forest and basically look for, some cool, creepy crawlies. Explore citizen science.
Absolutely. And salamanders are the coolest ever. And they're kind of elusive creatures. They're pretty special. And they're not to be confused with those red Fs, right? I always, when I was a kid, I remember I used to think that the bright orange little Fs that you see across the way were salamanders.
I think those newts. I think last time I did this class with this is also led by the wonderful Dr. Rebecca Pender from Columbia Green Community College. And last time they were including those, they were counting them when they found them as well.
Yeah.
So far we've had a lot of good. Hopefully the moisture will be super high. And if this is a great chance, if you want to make this like a project to do in your own land or own woods, we can show you how to do that. Involves basically how to use a simple flooring tile, simulates the rock experience and marking it in your woods. And then it's always great to those. You're just like, okay, is there one underneath this one?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they are, they're really an important part of our ecosystem and beautiful little creatures. And the Fs too, like if you just look into it a little bit, their journey through life and what they go through and everything, it's pretty amazing experience on all fronts there, going from the aquatic to the land and all mm-hmm. sorts of, there's just such a, it's a story. Just, it's, I find it fascinating and I'm so glad you guys are doing that.
Yep. All right. Then the last announcement is not a class or anything, but we are always, or the Eels project has started up again. If we talked about this before, American eels are migratory fish that hatch in the Atlantic Ocean and enter rivers as tiny glass eels. If you go on our website, you'll be able to find pictures of these tiny little transparent eels that one day grow into what you would expect to be an eel to look like. Teams of scientists and students from all over the state and up down the Hudson River, they collect glass eels using net and trap devices at several Hudson River tributaries. These juvenile fish are counted, weighed, and released to a better habitat upstream, often above dams. To help protect this critical species, volunteers can assist in the spring 2024 study on streams. This is outdoor field work, so you do have to expect to get a little wet. But there are flexible schedules. Participants can gain valuable field experience, study important species in the living environment. You'd be working with your local DEC officers and also the CCE staff. The site that we are working with is at the Hanacroy Creek, so a little bit further north from northern Greene County. And if you're interested, please contact one of our favorite CCE. What do you call the people that come in when I'm not here, Kieran?
What do they call you? Stand-ins?
Stand-ins, yes. I would say one of my top three stand-ins, Lindsay Strela Hallway. I think there's only been two other stand-ins, so.
Yeah. Lindsay was awesome. Yeah, Lindsay was awesome. We talked about water buffers. We just mm-hmm. talked about climate change, and, you guys covered all over there.
Yeah, and she's way smarter than me and can answer so many more interesting questions. But her email is las549@cornell.edu. You can also go on our website. Remember, it's ccecolumbiagreen.org. Just find her information on the staff page or just look up eels and you'll be able to find out exactly where you want to go. However, if you are hearing this and you are not necessarily close to the Hanacroy area, you can contact the DEC, specifically Sarah Mount at Sarah, that's sarah.mount@dec.ny.gov. And Sarah will be able to hook you up with all the other locations up and down the Hudson River. If you're like, all right, this is calling me, just as the, you know, the ocean calls the eels, you know, this is a good way to get involved.
I like how you put that, Devin. And, you know, I think for people, unlike myself, who are at a desk job and stuck inside all the time, I think just the human needs a call towards eels. Or just call towards getting outside, getting in the rivers, getting out in nature, just being part of a cool scientific like process of like counting this valuable part of our ecosystem within in our waterways, whatever it may be. Even if you just go for a walk on one of you know, Columbia Land Conservancy's many properties around Columbia County, or you go over to, you know, one of the workshops you have over there at you know, CCE. It's just, I think it's important for people to get outside. And this is a real opportunity you're offering here with this mm-hmm. workshop and also providing a valuable service to this process of the eel count, the annual eel count.
That's a really important point that I think you're making about something that people have given us feedback about our classes is that once you've taken a class about pollinators, once you've taken a class about, like, you know, wild and edible plants, or even just, like, trying to learn more about native species, it sort of makes all your old stomping grounds or any old walks, they feel sort of new as you start to, like, your eyes are more opened up to, like, you know, what is out there, what you're seeing. And that includes, like, you know, finding salamanders or being like, maybe this stream does have eels in it. Or this tributary.
Yeah.
So I think that's a wonderful thing that our, you know, our classes do allow for people to do.
Yeah, totally.
You know, to go far.
Yeah. So we'll keep walking through those woods and then get educated, folks. There's resources out there. I mean, like when you cross a body of water in the spring that's never there and you're like, oh my gosh, there's a little pool there. And it's like, turns out that may be a valuable vernal pool, which is a breeding ground for these salamanders every year. It's a whole process that's part of this. You know, the, like you said, the world opens up in different mm-hmm. ways, which is so cool. Yeah. And speaking of the world opening up in different ways, like there is a lunar eclipse tonight.
Is it tonight?
I think it's the
big one's the 8th, I know.
No, that's a solar one.
Oh, sorry. It's a lunar eclipse.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Luna, nobody was talking about that. Everyone's talking about going to Canada. Like, I have friends, parents that are like, we're going to Toronto anyways. And I guess it's the solar eclipse coming up is better viewed in the Great White North. But we'll see it here too, apparently. Get those glasses, folks. My son is a teacher in Boston, and apparently some organization, benevolent, scientific, awesome nature organization, much like you guys, like CCE, mm-hmm. Donated 500 pairs of glasses to his school.
That's awesome.
And they're going up on the roof. They're going out. They're taking the kids out to go watch the solar eclipse mm-hmm. coming up.
Well, if you do need glasses, everyone should know that I Love New York has made a program where they are handing them out at welcome centers, including the one, or the Taste New York store that we manage at the Capital Region Welcome Center. So if you have time and want a free pair of glasses, we're probably going to only give you out to super limited supply. You can also call the store, the Capital Region Welcome Center, to see if they are still available. But you can grab a couple pairs there as well.
You probably have
Kieran can describe what do they look like to everyone.
Oh my God.
I can't see anything.
So right now, Devin, just put him on. I can see Devin on the screen. He looks like is on Star Trek with an I Love New York sticker between his eyes on the glasses. This is awesome. This is good stuff.
This is a good Geordi feel right here.
No, you look like, I mean, it's like Star Trek with extra swag. No, those are pretty awesome glasses.
Yeah.
So
feel free to go up to the Capital Region Welcome Center. You're only accessible northbound, so you might have to turn around, try to get there. But they are giving out glasses for free. They have been. I can tell you that the solar craze is real. The amount of calls they've been getting for glasses, seeing if they're there, has been unbelievable.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
The phone rings like every 10 minutes.
I'm so glad we mentioned it. I'm so glad we brought this up so you can share that resource as well, because, you know, I think people want to be part of nature. They want to get out there and experience mm-hmm. this beautiful, beautiful world we're in. And so if you're out there tonight and it happens to be clear, which I don't quite know if it will be, it looks like clouds might be moving in, but lunar eclipse tonight, full moon, Monday night, the 25th, that's right. That's what my calendar is saying right now. So the lunar eclipse is also pretty awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'll check it out.
There's an old country song called Dark Moon I'm going to have coming up on the artist's birthday. It's her birthday, so we might be playing that. Maisie Williams, she was born in 1951. Oh, wait, no, that's Boney M. That's the name of the band, Boney M. It's her birthday, too. But the name of the artist who sings Dark Moon, her name is Bonnie Guitar. Like, literally, that's her name.
That's, wow.
Yeah, and she was born on today in 1934, and she wrote a song called Dark Moon. So we'll have that coming up, but also tons of Aretha Franklin coming your way on her birthday. Happy birthday, Aretha Franklin. Devin Connolly, always a pleasure. Anything else, closing, parting shots, anything else, or did we cover it all?
That's all we have for this time. Okay. If anyone else is interested in our women's chainsaw safety class, keep an eye on our website. That will be in early May. And again, those classes fill up super fast. So yeah, we hope to see everyone there.
Awesome. So awesome. Okay. Yeah. Get to the women's chainsaw safety. And anyone out there right now, like I was on a job site today, they're bringing down like four or five trees, ash. Of course, the ash trees are coming down mm-hmm. left and right. And it's just these giant trees. The guy was out there, it was like 5 minutes in this giant thing, was just like boom. It's like, it's a pretty intense experience, and, you know, the power of this energy held within the tree should always be respected, as well as the power of the chainsaw. And those things combined, you can never be too safe. So I'm glad you offer that.
Have your chaps, have your helmet, have your ear protection, you know, have like some thick pair of shoes. It's all important and placed together to keep you, keep you safe.
Guilty as charged off. Yeah, you have to be better about that. So yeah, even with the small stuff, it's just important. So thanks, Devin. Cornell Cooperative Extension, rocking it out once again. Devin Connolly with us on the Monday Afternoon Show. We will see you next month.
Sounds good. See you later, Kieran.
All right, take care. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
I will.
All right, here we go. So now Devin, if he's tuned in, can hear and listen to this song, which we're going to play the rest of. We had a little glitch earlier. Thanks again to Meredith for helping me walk through that. Lexicon Alpha needs to be recognized, but apparently the Lexicon Alpha was recognized, and I wasn't recognizing that Lexicon was recognized, and blah, 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 blah. Here's Aretha Franklin on her birthday with the track Think, celebration of women's history, women's rights. She was also a champion of civil rights. Happy birthday to one of the greatest singers of all times. birthday, Aretha Franklin. 1942 born on this day. And happy birthday, Elton John, on this day. Elton John, born in 1947, 5 years after Aretha Franklin. Another great singer. And here he is, in his own words.
There's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I never could have hoped to win, you're starting down the road and leaving me again. Made for men to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Trump News Network special report.
We are glad to announce billionaire and everybody's favorite Donald Trump has won the presidential elections.
We are going to make America so great again.
Donald Trump made his first visit to Washington.
People have been maced. Look like they're blocking them in.
No more Muslims.
These are people that nobody knows who they are.
We better be careful.
No more Mexicans.
We're going to stop it and we're going to build a wall.
You have to come in to be an American.
They're troublemakers. They're no good. We got to take our country back, folks.
Our job. No. Tell us. Get us.
We're American.
What do you like? Is this? Look at this. Russia.
No more small breasts.
What do you want your world to look like? What do you want it to be? Do you know that the wall has two sides and nobody is free?
Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines.
Let down the people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again.
No more fat pigs.
Burn pigs!
Keep going. Hey, there.
Let down the people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again.
Da 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 da
da da.
Could you imagine a politician calling a woman a dog? Do you wanna stay in the kitchen? Is that where you belong? How do you picture the perfect leader? How do you want him to be? Has he promoted the use of torture and killing families? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let down the people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again.
Knock the crap out of them, would you?
Let down the people in.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Listen to your women.
Stop
killing black children.
Make America great again. We'll see you tomorrow. And I love the women.
Your mama come from Mexico, papa come from Palestine, sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines.
No more abortions.
Let down the people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again. Let down the people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again.
Sadly, the American dream is dead. I will bring it back. Bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Trump will make America great again.
Okay, thank you to Pussy Riot for that one. Straight out of Russia with a commentary on America. There's nothing to fear but fear itself, folks. Nothing to fear. Great music right there. We heard from Elton John on his birthday with I'm Still Standing, 1947, born on this day. Elton John actually toured in Russia in 1979. And he was criticized, like, why would you tour in Russia? You know, of course, in 1979. He said, I wouldn't not tour in America because I don't like Anita Bryant, and she's a singer who is an anti-gay crusader who coincidentally was born on this day. A lot interesting story about Anita Bryant and the citrus lobby, Florida. God bless Florida for all their sins in the anti-gay realm. Yeah, it's a whole long thing. We won't necessarily get into it right now, but let's go to another birthday. Just sort of an obscure woman by the name of Bonnie Guitar. And if you're in Scotland, you'd think it was just the Bonnie Guitar playing. But this is actually a woman, and her name was Bonnie, last name Guitar. Official name. And Bonnie Guitar was born on this day in 1934. So I thought I'd play a sappy love song. It's melodramatic, very melancholic, but it's called Dark Moon, and this is in honor of the lunar eclipse that takes place tonight, March 25th. Full moon eclipse happening in your skies. There's more than just Elon Musk's Starlink craziness going through the skies right now. There's actually astronomical phenomenon that are beautiful beyond belief. Elon can't hold a candle to that. So here's Bonnie Guitar with Dark Moon. Enjoy.
My love, mortals have dreamed of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon.
Tonight, and we are going to play another tune. A group of women from Ireland. It is still Women's History Month, by the way. So Aretha Franklin, gotta celebrate you today, big time. Also Maisie Williams from the band Boney M. We're going to play some tunes coming up from her. But here's the Gothard Sisters from Ireland with Midnight Sun. It's kind of lunar eclipse related, I guess it would qualify. Enjoy. Thank you. Midnight Sun by the Gotthard Sisters. Irish music coming your way on the Monday afternoon show. Going to another birthday, Maisie Williams. And for all you youngsters out there, maybe know the name Maisie Williams from the Game of Thrones. That's right, the famous actress. But this is an older Maisie Williams, born on this day in 1951 and played with, sang with the band Boney M. However, she actually never had a track released as lead singer with the band Boney M, just backup singing. But she did her own solo stuff after and singing live in her live performances. She took front and center on several occasions. So here she is in 1979 at the Sopot Festival. Here is Maisie Williams on her birthday singing Rivers of Babylon. Enjoy.
Rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Ida B. Wells.
Feel
And we are back on the Monday afternoon show. Thank you all for listening. A bit of an eclectic first hour there. Thanks to Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension with all of his announcements of the events and activities and workshops and whatnot from Cornell Cooperative Extension. You can go to their website, CCEColumbiaGreen.org, and see what's going on. Good stuff there. We've been playing songs from birthdays in musical history right now. Haven't even gotten to the history. Anniversaries on this day. We're going to have that coming up. Second hour here of the Monday Afternoon Show. Your host, Kieran, here with you live from Housatonic, MA, over in the Berkshires. Over the borderline. That's right, over the borderline. You just keep on pushing my love over the borderline. That's right, we got love for you over here in South Berkshire County, Columbia, and Greene counties. Catskill representing, up and coming. Big stuff happening in Catskill. So exciting. Big stuff happening in Hudson, too, as always, having been there, living there 20 years ago. It's amazing to hear that there's the largest per capita millionaire population now in Hudson, New York. Who would have thunk? The dichotomies, contradictions, ironies, and what are other words to describe what's going on in Hudson? I don't know. I'm not even going to try. So we're going to kick it off here with one of my favorite cellists in the world, Vedran Smailovic, a good friend of my family, also known as the cellist of Sarajevo. And this man, who I had the pleasure, quite the pleasure and honor of meeting and hanging out with, not only here at my folks' house up near Ipswich, near Boston, Massachusetts, but also in Belfast, Northern Ireland, where I think he still resides, a good friend of Tommy Sands. He released an album featuring Joan Baez and Pete Seeger, called Sarajevo to Belfast. What Vedran Smailovic did during the NATO aggression against Yugoslavia, the former Yugoslavia, which is now the Balkanized countries of Croatia, Serbia, and Bosnia-Herzegovina, is during the shelling of Sarajevo, when the bombs and rockets were blasting apart the beautiful, beautiful capital of the former Yugoslavia, Sarajevo, right after a bunch of women, over 12 women who are waiting in a bread line to receive bread to feed their families during the onslaught of aggression, were killed. They were killed waiting for bread, and much like what's happened in Gaza, what is happening in Gaza over and over, but one horrific, horrific story. I think it was over 100 people waiting for food, trying to get food. Limited, tiny bits of food trickling in were shot, killed, bombed, rocketed, whatever it was, by the Israeli Defense Forces in cold blood. Women waiting to feed their children in a zone of war. Horrific war crimes going on then, going on now. But here is Vedran Smailovic. What he did is took his cello. He's a professional cello player, and he set up in the middle of the square in Sarajevo, right where those women were killed in the breadline, and he started playing his cello for hours and hours on end. I don't even know. It might have even been days. He might have even played for 12 days or 12 hours, whatever it was, for each victim that was killed in the breadline. And they asked him, Vedran, how could you be so crazy? How could you be so crazy to play your cello while they are actively shelling Sarajevo? And he said to them, quote, how could they be so crazy to shell Sarajevo while I play my cello. The amazing individual Vedran Smailovic, much love to you, and this goes out to all victims of war, especially those women waiting in line for food, killed needlessly by aggressors. Here is Memento Mori, the Albiono Adagio, the cello. Vedran Smailovic, the cellist of Sarajevo, from the album with Tommy Sands, From Belfast to Sarajevo. Should we all be so brave as to play our cello in the middle of a city square being bombed out actively? It's a Monday afternoon show. I think we got to go to some more Aretha Franklin on this Women's History Month. The last show, this last Monday afternoon show of Women's History Month, we try to pay a little respect as best we can. In all humility, I divert to Aretha Franklin on her birthday. Happy birthday. Born in 1942 on this day. Here she is. Little respect. Come on, folks, just a little. Aretha Franklin, respect. On this Women's History Month, that's right, there's a lot going on. Gloria Steinem was born in 1934 on this day. Author, activist, feminist activist, major figure in women's rights liberation in this century. Also, Ida B. Wells, old school, going back to the 1800s. She died on this day in 1931 in Chicago. Ida B. Wells, African-American woman, journalist, and anti-lynching activist, and a founding member of the NAACP. Ida B. Wells, I guess I should just say, in my opinion, from what I know, a badass. And really took the white establishment to task. White politicians refusing to even acknowledge lynching as a problem and pass anti-lynching laws. And even, I guess, at her death day in 1931, they still hadn't passed the anti-lynching laws. Franklin Delano Roosevelt refused to pass the anti-lynching laws because he feared losing Southern Democrats, which were known as the Dixiecrats. These were the former pro-slavery Democratic Party members of the South, which really have times changed? I don't know. I guess, like, vote Democrat, people. The lynching party of the South there. Yeah, that's your party. Yeah. And even though Eleanor Roosevelt, FDR's wife, was a really hard worker for so many people's rights and did what she could behind the scenes and was a real force behind FDR. But, you know, he made some very strong statements. He said, strategically, you know, I can't do this because I need to have votes for the Southern Dixiecrats. And so these political compromises resulting in countless more lynchings and deaths, non-criminalized, legal deaths in the South. Lynching is pretty serious. I'm going to play a brief little blurb from the Black History in 2 minutes or so on Ida B. Wells, fearless investigative reporter of Southern horrors. Let's have a listen.
Ida B. Wells was born into slavery in 1862 and grew up during Reconstruction, when black men were able to vote and more than 2,000 African Americans held public office. When many of the gains of Reconstruction were reversed during the rollback that followed, Ida B. Wells fought back with her pen. In 1892, her dear friend Thomas Moss was dragged from a jail cell, shot, and lynched by a mob of white men. Devastated, she channeled her journalistic efforts into one of her most famous pieces, Southern Horrors, an unflinching investigative report of the causes of lynching in Jim Crow America.
Ida B. Wells is important as an activist against lynching, but she's also important as someone who sort of harnesses the growing literacy to tell a different narrative of Black America.
Combining statistics and investigative reporting, Wells' publications drew attention to the wrongful convictions of African Americans. But her pioneering work came at a price. Her office vandalized, her life threatened, she was driven out of Memphis. This terrorism only made Ida B. Wells determined to write even more.
One of the most important things about Ida B. Wells is that she actually sets the record straight. Her journalism and the black press are constantly keeping that dissenting voice in American society.
Wells continued to publish and fight injustice until her death in 1932. Her reporting techniques serve today as basic principles of modern investigative journalism.
There you go. Thanks for that little blurb there. Like a professor of African American studies at UMass used to tell his students, Bill Strickland would say, check your facts, Jack. So Ida B. Wells would be checking the facts, that's for sure. Coming out of Memphis, Tennessee, she died on this day. Actually, they said 1932. I have 1931 here, died on this day, nevertheless, March 25th. Rest in peace, Ida B. Wells. Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee. Let's see, other Memphis, Tennessee days in history. On 1965, Martin Luther King Jr. leads 25,000 people into Montgomery, Alabama. This was not a Memphis, Tennessee related story. That was a different date, but around that time, MLK was very active in many cities in the South. But nevertheless, in 1965, MLK leads 25,000 people into Montgomery, Alabama, completing the Civil Rights March that began in Selma, Alabama. We have, let's see, other African-American history in 1965. On the same day, Viola Liuzzo, a white housewife from Detroit, Michigan, she shot and killed after driving voting rights activists to Selma, Alabama. Getting people registered to vote was an act of courage. And in this case of this poor Italian housewife, was seen as an act of terrorism by the white racist shooter that shot and killed her on this day in 1965. Rest in peace, Viola Liuzzo, for just trying to have faith in the American system of democracy involving voting. So if you're losing that faith, I understand. We got voting coming up. People are pushing hard. I had people over here at the Berkshire Co-op pushing for Jill Stein, saying you got to vote. You can't boycott. You can't drop out. You got to vote. Even if you can't vote for the other two crazies up there, you got to vote for who you believe in. Jill Stein's going to do it. Is the system corrupt? Is the system rigged? Is it doomed to failure? And do we need an entire revolution? I don't know. But here we are on the Monday afternoon show to think about these kinds of things, listen to music, and talk about it. So here's Immortal Technique. Loved watching this guy in concert in Northampton. Loved meeting him afterwards. Very accessible person. It's a little bit hardcore, so please bear with me while we play The Fourth Branch by Immortal Technique.
New age is upon us, and yet the past refuses to rest in its shallow grave. For those who hide behind the false image of the Son of Man shall stand before God, 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 God. It has begun. The beginning of the end. Yeah. Voice of racism preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people trying to murder Saddam. When you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings. Cause Condoleezza Rice is just a new age Sally Hemings. I break it down with critical language and spiritual anguish. The Judas I hang with. The guilt of betraying Christ, who murdered him, stole his religion, and painted him white. Translated in psychologically tainted philosophy, conservative political right-wing ideology. Glued together sloppily, the blasphemy of a nation. Got my back to the wall, cause I'm facing assassination. Guantanamo Bay, federal incarceration. How could this be? The land of the free, home of the brave, indigenous Holocaust, and the home of the slaves. Corporate America, dancing offbeat to the rhythm. You really think this country never sponsored terrorism? Human rights violations, we continue the saga. El Salvador and the Contras in Nicaragua. And on top of that, you still want to take me to prison. Just cause I won't trade humanity for patriotism. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain. Suggestive thinking, causing your perspective to change. They want to rearrange the whole point of view of the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government wants to settle a bandana. Full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Read about the history of the place that we live in, and stop letting corporate news tell lies to your children. Flow like the blood of Abraham through the Jews and the Arabs, broken apart like a woman's heart abused in a marriage. The brink of holy war, bottled up like a miscarriage. Embedded correspondents don't tell the source of the tension, and they refuse to even mention European intervention or the massacres in Jenin. The innocent screams, U.S. manufactured missiles and M16s, weapon contracts and corrupted American dreams, media censorship blocking out the video screens, a continent of oil kingdoms bought for a bargain. Democracy is just a word when the people are starving, the average citizen made to be blind to the reason, a desert full of genocide where the bodies are freezing and the world doesn't believe that you're fighting for freedom.
freedom. Cause he off the Middle East and gave birth to a demon. It's open season with the CIA bugging my crib, trapped in a ghetto region like a Palestinian kid, where nobody gives a fuck whether you die or you live. I'm trying to give the truth, and I know the price is my life, but when I'm gone, they'll sing a song about immortal technique, who beheaded the president and the princes and sheiks. You don't give a fuck about us. I can see through your facade like a fallen angel standing in the presence of God. Bitch nigga scared of the truth when it looks at you hard. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain, suggestive thinking causing your perspective to change. They want to rearrange the whole point of view in the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government want us to settle. A bandana full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Martial law is coming soon to the hood to kill you while you hanging your flag out your project window. Yeah. The fourth branch of the government, aka the media, seems to now have a retirement plan for ex-military officials, as if their opinion was at all unbiased. A machine shouldn't speak for men, so shut the fuck up, you mindless drone. And you know it's serious when these same media outfits are spending millions of dollars on a PR campaign to try to convince you they're fair and balanced, when they're some of the most ignorant and racist people giving that type of mentality a safe haven. We act like we share in the spoils of war that they do. We die in wars. We don't get the contracts to make money off them afterwards. We don't get weapons contracts, nigga. We don't get cheap labor for our companies, nigga. We are cheap labor, nigga. Turn off the news and read, nigga. Read.
Technique representing on the Monday afternoon show. Controversial, perhaps, dropping truth in my humble opinion. Big shout out to Gaza, all the people suffering right now under American taxpayer funded bombs and weaponry under a religious theocratic, militaristic, neo-fascist state of complete aggression. And then you have the Christians in the United States, the evangelical support of Israel, being like, yep, Jesus wants Israel to bomb them all away. Even though most evangelicals don't think that Jews are going to make it into heaven. Just figure that one. But they want them to accelerate Armageddon so that the Christians can take over the world and modern theocracy. You wouldn't think it was this bad, but it is, it is, it is. And I'm so sorry to even go there with you, but it's the Monday afternoon show, and we go there sometimes. That's what we do. Sometimes that's what we do. In 2003, the United States began bombing Iraq. It actually happened on my birthday last week. It was March 20th when Iraq officially did, the United States officially did shock and awe, crazy stuff. And it was on this day in 1972, the London March of Shame protests the shootings of Northern Ireland civilians. This must have been just after the Bloody Sunday massacre of Northern Ireland civilians. Protesting colonialism, neo-colonialism. The Northern Irish, the Irish people identify with the Palestinians, have for decades identify with Native Americans, indigenous tribes, indigenous nations standing up to the government and neo-imperialism, neo-colonialism dating back to the genocide of the Native American peoples. People and groups worldwide banding together in solidarity on this issue. Just got a text from my mom. Al Jazeera apparently is reporting about a United Nations Security Council resolution again coming to the floor calling for a ceasefire. However, the United Nations Security Council which is just like five or six or seven countries, the nuclear big shots, you know, calling the shots in the world. And all it takes is one person, one nation to veto any resolution, and the thing just goes down. And guess what? For every single ceasefire, this has now happened for in the United Nations. They've been calling for a ceasefire. The Security Council, the big shot nuclear powers, England, France, Russia, by the way, is one of them, calling for a ceasefire, and the United States blocks it. Go figure. And at the same time, the administration tries to condemn the violence in Gaza while shipping hundreds and hundreds of tons of weaponry to the IDF, the Israelis, to keep bombing and killing innocent civilians, and creating one of the biggest humanitarian genocidal catastrophes in history in such a concentrated area. It's amazing, is what's going on. So the Irish know a thing or two about it. Here's the Pogues with a brief little song called Young Ned of the Hill. Shaka Khan, let's go. Let's go.
YouTube Premium is ad-free YouTube and the YouTube Music app.
Every time you feed your pet hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy.
That's really not okay. My apologies. Healthy, happy, ad-free, all of which are lies. Lies and more lies. So, wrapping up the Monday afternoon show, Kieran here with you, signing off. Shaka Khan with Ain't Nobody. Last show of Women's History Month. Had some good stuff there, in my opinion. Happy birthday, Elton John, born in 1947. Gloria Steinem, born in 1934. Aretha Franklin, born in 1942. It's also the birthday of Bella Bartok. We didn't get to Bartok. Awesome, good music right there. Maybe there's a minute. Born in 1881, a composer. Death day of Ida B. Wells in Chicago in 1931. Journalist, anti-lynching activist, founding member of the NAACP. The poet Novalis died on this day in 1801. The romantic poet Novalis. It's the birthday of Rudolf Rocker. What a great name. Rudolf Rocker, born in 1873. On this day, he was a German-American anarchist, organizer, writer, theorist, and activist. I bet Rudolf was pretty fun to hang out with, too. It's the death day of Ishi, the famous indigenous icon there. Ishi died on this day in 1916. He was the last of his indigenous tribe in California. That was the death day of not only Ishi, but an entire tribe, an entire people, part of the genocide in this country. Flannery O'Connor, born in 1925, Irish-American writer from Georgia. She wrote quite some very progressive fiction. I read up on Flannery O'Connor recently because I studied her in Irish studies in college, sort of a icon of English literature there. And she wrote also these stories that really kind of depicted African-American figures as heroic figures and white figures as sort of pitiless characters. And it has come to light. A New Yorker article shed light on some of her private, recently found correspondences in which it became very clear that she was extremely bigoted and had racist, good old American Georgian racist tendencies in her private correspondences, which is the ironic sort of contradictory nature of some of the racism we have in our current climate today in our culture. So Flannery O'Connor, should she be canceled when her works of fiction were inspiring to so many people for decades and decades before they even knew that she held these private views about black people? And now here we go. This is the nature of the conversation of race that we have to have today. It's very difficult. It means confronting something that you hold and believe strongly, perhaps, to your heart, and needing to start all over again and look at it again in a new light with new people shedding light and perspectives on the matter. Because racism, and that's what this whole thing is all about with critical race theory and the controversy and whatnot. It's like, let's look at what this is all about, people. Institutional racism. And one of the quotes, and I forget her name who said it, said racism is so embedded, so ingrained, so ingrained and so pervasive in American culture that is practically invisible in the modern age. So think about that for a minute. Max Eastman died on this day in 1965 from Barbados, a Barbados-born American radical. Rest in peace, Max Eastman. We have the old New Year's Day on this day until 1751. So I think in the European tradition, actually, today was New Year's Day, spring, right after the equinox. This is the new year beginning. Kind of makes sense. And after 1751, they decided it needed to be a different day. History is amazing, isn't it? It's the Maga Puja Day in the Buddhist tradition. Not Maga as in make America great again, but Maga, M-A-G-H-A. We'll add an H in there so no one's confused. Thank you to the Buddhists for continuing your work of peaceful meditation in this very difficult world. It's the Annunciation Day in the Christian tradition. The angel Gabriel on this day announces to the Virgin Mary the impending birth of Jesus. It's also the day after Palm Sunday, where Jesus goes into the capital, which is Jerusalem. Palm leaves are spread. It's my stepfather calls it the March on the Capitol, much like Martin Luther King's March on Washington. It is the beginning of his exposing of the Roman Empire, the overturning of the money changers' tables in the temple. And then a week later, he is crucified by the empire. Homeless and undocumented in the land of empire. That's Jesus. Okay, you Christian evangelicals calling for war. Just think about your history a little bit more there. And summertime begins in the ancient tradition in the United Kingdom, a.k.a. England and all their blah, 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 blahs. Hilaria continues. It's this ongoing celebration of Hilaria. It's hilarious. Maybe that's where the word comes from. That's the ancient Roman pagan festival. Attis rises and the carnival begins. I think we got time for one more song. And Holi, I think that's a movable festival, yes, in the Hindu tradition. Holi, where you have lots of paint going on, being thrown around, beautiful colors, all sorts of great stuff. Happy Holi in the Hindu tradition. Gotta love the Hindus. Definitely awesome. We mentioned the 1972 London March of Shame. This protests the British shootings of Northern Ireland civilians. In 1911, the Triangle Shirt Waist Fire kills 147 workers locked in by New York City employers. In 1972, 30,000 in the Children's March for Survival protesting welfare cuts takes place in Washington, D.C. In 2003, the United States officially begins its bombing and war on Iraq. In 1965, we mentioned Viola Liuzzo, White House wife from Detroit, shot and killed after driving voting rights activist to Selma, Alabama. In 1968, Lyndon B. Johnson, LBJ, meets with the so-called wise men who advise that he, quote, take steps to disengage in Vietnam. LBJ not really stepping up to the plate on that front. Old school, 1655, way back in the day, civil war breaks out between the Catholics and Puritans. And Coxey's army of the ragtag bums heads for Washington, D.C. when? No, it wasn't the 60s. It was 1894. Look up Coxey's army. Good stuff happening right there. We mentioned Martin Luther King in 1965, leading 25,000 people into Montgomery, Alabama, completing his civil rights march begun in Selma, Alabama. And in 1920, the Black and Tans, the occupiers, arrive in Ireland. We are out of time. We're going to play a little Bad Religion for you to close out the Monday afternoon show. And hope you have a great rest of the week. Remember, tonight is a lunar eclipse. Good stuff happening in the skies tonight with the lunar eclipse. Catch you all next week, I hope. Kieran here with you, signing off.
Just so you know where I'm coming from on that one. Don't get it confused because I said the word Jesus. Under God, one nation. I did not get the Patti Smith song in. She does this song about Baghdad. It's so good. Played a great Ida B. Wells historical